This is the Rona Roundtable with Rick Rao,
the podcast
on TSN1290.ca.
5-3, the final score yesterday in Lake Placid, New York, for Team Canada over Finland in one of their warm-up games for the World Junior Hockey Championships. The summer development camp continues for Team Canada. Winnipeg Jet draft pick and Team Canada hopeful Eric Comrie made 37 saves in the victory. Nick Pétain and Josh Morrissey both held off the score sheet but had an opportunity to strut their stuff and try and impress the coaching staff. All three of those Jet draft picks, though, will not see action today as Canada plays their second game against Team Sweden later on this afternoon. After 37 saves, Eric Comrie joins us now from New York on TSN 1290 and TSN1290.ca. Eric, thanks for the time. How you doing?
Great, thanks. How are you guys doing?
We're well. We're well. A day off for you today, but before we look ahead and overall how the experience has been, tell us about your big performance yesterday in the victory over Finland.
Well, it was a lot of fun to get back out there. It was a little while since I played my last game. That was actually my first game since January 8th due to my injury. But I felt really good. I felt really good to get some game action. I'm really looking forward to moving forward.
How important was it for you after that hip surgery that you had to come out in a game? Were there nerves? Was it just getting those first couple stops to get the feel of the game back?
Yeah, actually, the first one actually went in, which is kind of it's kind of weird. The first goal, first shot I faced since January goes in. I was like, uh-oh. But then after that, I just buckled down, and everything started to slow down, and it just came back to me.
How's the whole experience been?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, Hockey Canada is a first-class organization. I mean, it's just incredible. We have great coaching staff here. We were really fortunate to have Sean Burke and Fred Brathwaite here as to help with the goaltending. It's been such a great learning experience for me, and I'm just looking forward to continuing with Hockey Canada.
It's interesting, with Hockey Canada, but you're actually a dual citizen, aren't you?
No, I'm actually just Canadian citizen.
Just Canadian. Okay.
Yeah.
Bad tip.
Well, he's in California.
It's all right.
Yeah. Live in California, but I have a Canadian citizenship.
Well, you picked the right country anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
A chance to come to Jets development camp and now into the summer development camp for Team Canada. How much of a whirlwind has this been for you since the draft?
It's been such an incredible experience. I mean, we started off with in Winnipeg there. It was just such a great experience. I mean, Wade Flaherty, the goaltending coach there, was incredible for us. He just helped me a lot there. Not only that, but we just had some great practices there with the guys. Really had a lot of fun in Winnipeg. And then be able to have the honor of being selected to this camp was just so much fun. We're really lucky to have some great practices here and looking forward to start the season on the right foot.
The Jets camp in itself, what was it like? Was it what you expected it to be? What do you really take out of that?
You take a lot of it. I mean, the way the Jets organization handled it was incredible. I mean, we got our nutrition guidelines, our workout programs. They're really a first-class organization. You can tell they really work hard for their players, and it was just such a great experience for us.
Eric Comrie is joining us, the Jet draft pick, Team Canada hopeful from Lake Placid, New York, after the big victory and goal yesterday, 5-3 over Finland for Team Canada. You talk about the nutrition. You talk about learning what it's like to be a professional hockey player off the ice. How different is this year going to be for you from last? Is there much of a change for you personally?
I mean, not a huge change for me. There's definitely the rehab process that I had to do for my hips, but I think that's just going to make me better in the future. I mean, I feel the best I've ever had in my life. I feel stronger, faster, more flexible, and I'm just really excited to start the season off.
How important is it for you to, you said feeling healthy, that helps the confidence, that helps you going into the season. Mentioned now you're at the development camp. You know Team Canada is going to be watching you once you get back to your respective club in the Western Hockey League. How important is it for you to have that the good start to this season, coming in healthy, coming in with some confidence from this camp?
I think it's very important. I mean, it's always important to start well for the season. It's very important for our team in Tri-City. I mean, you always want to get those early points. They're a lot easier to get than the later points in the later of the season. So we want to get start off really well in the Western Hockey League. It starts in camp. I mean, we're going to have a great camp in Tri-City and hopefully move forward from preseason to the regular season on the right foot.
Away from your game, Eric, talk to us about what you saw in front of you yesterday. Nick Pétain and Josh Morrissey, two other Jet prospects. What was their game like yesterday? What did you see from those two players?
I mean, Nick McCann's got some of the filthiest mitts there is. I mean, he can stick handle in a phone booth. And, I mean, even in practice, this guy can do amazing stuff that you wouldn't believe. And we're really, it's really tough for me to play against him whenever he plays in Portland, one of our biggest rivals. And last night in the game, he was nothing short of that. He was unbelievable. He had great hands. He was really moving the puck well. And him, on a line with Leipzig, they were incredible together. They have great chemistry. And then Josh in the back end was phenomenal as usual. I mean, he's a great shutdown guy, but also can contribute unbelievable on the offense. He can run a power play better than almost any other D I can see. He's got a great release from the point. It's really a seeing eye shot. He can always find the net, and he's got just a bomb of a slap shot. He's also a really good job of clearing guys in front of me last night. He did a really good job of letting me see the puck, blocking shots, and getting into bodies.
That's pretty good analysis, Eric. You might have a future. Yeah. I wanted to ask, growing up, what is there a goaltender in particular that you kind of idolized and wanted to kind of mimic?
Growing up, it was always Martin Brodeur when I was younger. Then as I became a little older, it started to go to Carey Price and Henrik Lundqvist. I'm a huge Henrik Lundqvist fan and Carey Price fan. I think the way they play the game is incredible. I like the way how smooth Lundqvist is in that and how he minimalizes movements. And then Carey Price is just so calm and efficient.
Carey played in Tri-Cities, where you are as well now. I guess you'd like to try and continue that American's legacy for goalies to get a really good opportunity at the NHL level.
Yeah, it'd be unbelievable. It'd be such an honor for me. I was actually very fortunate enough to meet Carey Price last season during the lockout. It was quite an honor for me. He's such a great, humble guy. It was just an experience I will never forget.
So how do you spend the rest of your time now in Lake Placid, knowing that your game action right now is done?
You stay ready because you never know what can happen. I mean, I wish all the best to Cali and Patterson. I think they're unbelievable goalies. They'll have great games, but you never know if anything can happen, injury or anything. You always got to stay prepared. We're going to have some great practices coming up. I'm really looking forward to just staying with the guys and getting better each and every ice time with Fred Brathwaite and just keep on learning, progressing.
Have they told you, will you back up?
Yes, I will back up in the USA game.
Oh, okay. So you'll have a chance to be with the group really then for the last game on Saturday.
Yes, I will. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. That should be a great game. The Canada-USA rivalry is really good too.
So once this is done, what's on your schedule?
I will be heading back to Tri-City in a week, actually, and then we'll be reporting to Jets camp on September 4th.
No rest. Summer's over.
No. Yeah, summer's over. Summer goes by quick now.
All right. Well, we'll see you here at the rookie camp, and then obviously we'll have the games on air here out in Penticton. So we're looking forward to getting a chance to see you back in action. Good luck the rest of the way. Have fun here in New York, eh?
That's awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Eric.
There he is, Eric Comrie. He's coming after your job.
He is. That was an excellent analysis. And then I'm going to send an email here to hockeyfuture.com. It says right in front of me, dual citizenship.
Filing an official complaint here.
Absolutely.
Attaboy. Eric Comrie, our thanks to him from Lake Placid. Again, 37 saves. He was busy in his first game back, and that's a good little chuckle when he admits first shot goes by, and I'm thinking, oh, this isn't good.
Well, you know what, though, and you look at the quotes from Brent Sutter, the coach after, says he was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Said he saw quality things from this young goaltender. He mentions Henrik Lundqvist, the way they play so poised, one of the words the coach used as well, and just said, for somebody to play that well after such a long time away from the game, playing in game action, a real strong performance and a positive for Winnipeg Jets fans.
You've been listening to The Rona Roundtable with Rick Ralph Podcast. Catch The Rona Roundtable with Rick Ralph live weekdays at 11 a.m. on TSN 1290 and TSN 1290.ca.